Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a couple of friends chat about anything and everything that takes their interest, putting their world to rights. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about Fife Club.
Oh yeah, that'll do. Nice and easy. Yeah. We are here.
Yeah, it is literally a couple of friends this week, yeah. Just a couple.
Yeah, we're doing what we've... what we've threatened to do for 96 episodes now. Mm. We've gone episode one on their asses.
Yeah. This is like a prequel to Fife Club.
Anybody,
and if you heard our earlier episodes, you'd know that's bad.
Anybody that's listened long enough, you'll have heard the very first episode where it was just the two of us. You know what? It was all right for the fact that we came in with absolutely no agenda.
Yeah.
And just blethered for an hour and then, put it out. People listened. I think 152 people listened to that first episode. Never mind. and if you want to listen to that first episode, tough. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. I insisted on it being... Oh, I think you can still get it, can't you?
No.
No, good. No. That's what I wanted.
I still have it. You can't get it.
Yeah. We'll sell that in 20 years' time for the...
For the
collector's edition,
the exclusive tape.
Yeah,
yeah, because we'll put it all out on tape.
Copy it from MP3 to reel to reel.
Oh, reel to reel tape.
Yeah,
as well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, proper. Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. Oh God. So it is just two of us. We've not been able to get any of the other dicks in this week. I think what. Dave's birthday was yesterday, and he's having some kind of miraculous, wonderful, birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Four-day birthday. Fuck off. Extravagance, eh?
He was at Surgeon's Hall today, though.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up. It's a great place.
It's amazing.
I love it.
It is just the amount of weird fucking things in there.
Yeah.
Again, weird things that have been pulled out of people's bodies and weird things that were on people's bodies and
being preserved in weird ways. Yeah. If any listeners are in Edinburgh, I haven't been. If you're in Edinburgh, go. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. It's basically part of the uni, isn't it? Uni building. And it's, Surgeon's Hall up.
Across from the theatre.
From the Festival Theatre.
Thank you.
Up that way. So it's awesome. Awesome, but weird. I think Dave's other half called it a difficult wank. Which sums it up quite well.
She's not wrong.
No. So, I suppose I should maybe just get on with the introductions, eh?
Oh, God.
So, on the mics with my good self, Kutch, tonight, is the only other person here. It's Jamie.
Hello.
So, we are back and doing this ourselves. Fuck knows what this will sound like, so good luck to yous again. Last week was long and fucking rambly.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
This week's probably going to just be weird. Yeah.
Sisters are doing it for themselves. Sorry, not sisters, sistas.
Sistas. Is that with a S or a Z?
Oh, that's a good point. Because we're British, it's with an S.
S. Oh, okay, fair enough.
If you're American, it's with a Z.
That would be with a Z. Nice. Great banner already! what I was wanting to get into is 4 weeks' time, we've got a special little episode. We just had our second birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Yay.
We've got another.
Oh, was that second birthday card I saw earlier? Not for a member of your family. It was actually for
I just bought a card for myself.
For yourself, right? Like Mr. Bean.
Yeah, and I forgot to write it, and it's still sitting there.
It's because it's not our second birthday yet.
Well, no,
you don't want to get early.
Our second birthday was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck. Right, I'm well known for not knowing any of my mates' birthdays, right? I don't even know Five Club's birthday either.
You were here, were you not?
Mate, you know what my memory is. Was I told it was our birthday? I'm here most of the time.
I don't know.
It's more likely that I've just forgotten.
Fair enough. So our birthday was 2 weeks ago, but our special episode is episode 100 that's coming up.
Yeah, baby.
And we want to do something a little bit different. We're going to open the floor up.
Pay-per-view. That's the funniest joke of all time.
Zero pennies. We will have zero buys. No, not pay-per-view, but we're going to open it up to you lovely people out there. What we're thinking of doing is a bit of a live, brackets, phone in. Yeah, we want to get some folk in and give us a call and basically give us a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you would bring to the island. It could be on one of the themes we've done previously, or just something. If you think there's something missing from our island, tell us what you would bring. The other thing is really just to throw a topic at us. Just throw something that you think might be interesting for us to talk about, or that you want to bring up with us, and you want to have a powwow with us as well. We'll chit the chat.
What are you doing? Powwow and chit chat.
I'm trying to go a little bit Alan Partridge on you.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it's Alan Partridge week.
Oh, is it this week?
It's Monday. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for
yes,
that.
Yes, cannot wait. But yeah, if you are interested in basically coming on and having a chat with us, and I think we're going to look for about, what, 6 or 7 folk?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes each, something like that. Yeah.
That is a lot of time.
we're looking at 1.5 to 2 hours. We're wanting to make it a bumper episode as well. So yeah, it should be good fun. If you're interested, you want to do that, Jamie, how would they do that?
They could talk to us, and you can do that on Facebook at facebook.com/5clubpod, Twitter at 5club, website www.5club.co.uk, email ken@5club.co.uk, Instagram 5club, or you can just fucking Google it.
I like how he goes through the rest of it and then says, just fucking Google it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's fine. That's good. Do just Google it. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, and let us know. Let us know if you want to join in. We would be happy to chat to some of our good listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Might get some friends of a podcast in as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got maybe 1 or 2 names already that want to come and chat with us. But yeah, like
we
I say.
We want to chat with you
all day.
Fine, just sing it in a different key. It doesn't matter.
Sorry. What can I say? That actually takes me to another point. William Duncan, fuck you. I'll sing how I want to sing.
Yeah, got some feedback. Feedback from our fan and, you know, listener William Duncan. And I sort of look at messages that are coming, but as listeners probably know, Kutch does everything on this podcast. We just turn up. So I kind of leave them for Kutch to see, but I saw it pop up. And yeah, it was basically... You could have done better in your singing.
Yeah, you could have tried singing it. And I was just like, I tried my best, you know. We're not all fucking Madonna. But yeah, fuck you, William. Fuck you. But please keep listening and tell your friends.
Saying fuck you is like the highest honour we can give a listener to.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think so.
I mean, they must have pretty shattered lives if they're listening to my comments. So.
Why?
I know I do.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So, what are we going to talk about?
So, this week, Netflix confirmed that their Marvel series will be cancelled, all of them. Because there was some suspicion that they might do another series of Punisher Jessica Jones, because they hadn't cancelled them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out we just hadn't cancelled them yet.
Yeah.
Is there another series of Jessica Jones
yes,
in the works?
There's one to come. It's finished. It's like next month or something
Okay.
It comes out. Yeah. So
hope
yeah.
It's better in the second season. Second season was all right, but first season Jessica Jones
first season was
amazing.
Jessica!
Yeah.
Jessica! Now, Jessica! Oh, it's such a good series. It seems to be that's completely, that sort of partnership has completely fallen to bits now. It obviously was beneficial at the time that, you know, sort of Disney,
well,
Marvel.
Daredevil was the show that like made Netflix's original content.
Absolutely.
Before that, it was just like movies, you know, other people's shows, really.
I'd had no interest in Netflix.
No, same.
Until...
Daredevil.
I heard the news about Daredevil.
Yeah.
And then I think we'd watched Orange is the New Black, the first couple of series that. We'd managed to catch it somewhere else. And then the new series had come out, and the only way to get it was Netflix, because it was one of their originals. And it was like, all right. I was like, well, Daredevil's coming out in like 4 months' time. Let's just lift it and watch that and see what else is on it.
Yeah. It's got Janeway in it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that until the other day. I was like, It's Janeway in Orange Is the
New
Black.
Yeah, she is. And she's plays a totally... You don't know it's Janeway. You
really? In that with way, her voice?
She plays a Russian character.
Ah. Like, so she gets rid of her high-pitched sort of... Yeah. I didn't mind Janeway's voice, but I know a lot of people...
No, it's actually... She's one of those people that... I think in the first episode, it was like watching it and came on. I was like, that... Wait. Janeway!
Began by double E.
But yeah, she's very good in that. You don't know it's her. You wouldn't... You just... Aye. Strength of acting and all that shows you that she's actually a decent actor, because you do not see her at any point. But yeah, so yeah, we kind of did that, and I have not cancelled Netflix since, because it's just been... Well, one Marvel series after another, and then lots of other tasty stuff.
I haven't cancelled Netflix either, but I use a friend's Netflix account. Uh-huh. But in return, I give them my Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
So that
works. But yeah, the shows, I mean, where would you rate some of those shows? So like the first series of Daredevil.
All the series of Daredevil are fucking...
Actually, yeah.
The third series was, I was like, what are we going to do now? Because they can't... The second series was like, Daredevil, but more Daredevil.
Devil, yeah.
And I was like, they can't really do that again, and it'd be good. But they managed to do something different, and it worked. Really fucking good. As TV superhero things, it's the best ever.
Yeah.
I think. I can't think of anything that comes close.
It is pretty... Pretty
oh, wait,
good.
I forgot about the New Adventures of Superman.
Lois and Clark.
Oh.
Yeah, it is. It was a good series. Like, the first one, the hallway fight.
So fucking good. The choreography, the direction, like, just everything.
Everything.
So well done.
Although, saying the hallway fight, in every series, there's been a hallway fight of some kind. But
stairwell fight.
Yeah.
I remember I think it was on this podcast, I looked up and realized that live that it was someone from Angel who was heavily involved in producing it. And I was like, oh, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It's like, it reeks of early Angel.
Yeah, it does actually, thinking about that. Yeah,
like just how the action is shot, you know.
Yep, quite close.
But it's higher, quality. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know what is? Do you know what I'm not enjoying? I'm more than halfway through the new season of Punisher.
We've only watched a couple of episodes of that.
It's not
the
enticing.
Very first episode.
Yeah.
But that did worry me, because you go in with such a bang.
Yeah, it's good, but, and I just feel like it didn't quite work. I don't know why. I actually liked what they were doing. And I liked that there wasn't any action until like right at the end, and when it went 100 miles an hour. But at the same time, for some reason, it felt after the first episode's actually right, but then after that, it felt not as good.
Mm.
The scenes with what's the baddie's name?
Yeah,
Billy Russo.
Yeah,
who's playing? Is it? What's it? Jigsaw? No.
Jigsaw, yeah.
Yeah, Jigsaw. But Billy Russo was never Jigsaw.
No, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what they do.
That's the thing. I don't know. There's something about... It feels like it has the edge taken off of it this season. And I think it's also missing... Maybe it comes in the last few episodes. Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also missing...
Daredevil.
No.
No.
The... original man in the chair. Micro.
All right. Micro. All right.
Yeah.
He's
not been in it yet.
All right. Okay.
And it's missing, like, maybe he comes in the last few episodes, but it's missing that relationship.
Yeah. Because that's what worked in the first series, I think. That
odd couple.
Yeah.
With blood and violence.
Yeah. that's sad to hear that he's not appeared in it. But yeah. After Daredevil, we had Jessica Jones.
We said
first series, so good,
tremendous, like,
really
so good.
Yeah, second series,
it's so good on loads of different levels as well.
It is,
like,
yeah.
It's great.
Second series, it was okay. Mm. It just didn't seem to know what it was doing.
Yeah,
it just meandered a lot, I think.
Yeah.
D- didn't really...
And it had loads of time.
Yeah, it did.
Between
it
the two series. I don't know if the writers were doing something else in between. Yeah,
it's a bit of an odd one. And then you had Luke Cage.
Now,
what did you... I think, like, generally, opinion split on Luke Cage.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Luke Cage. Yeah. And I said, I thought it had problems, but I thought it worked much better than most people seem to think it does. The music alone in Luke Cage is fucking great.
Amazing. Both and, the series as well, yeah. But it was sort of like, it did quite a good job of that sort of doing a little bit of sleazy blaxploitation kind of stuff, but at the same time...
Like conscious hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Def Jam, basically.
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was really good. And again, you know, like with what Marvel were doing at that point in time, were diversifying a lot with their films. You know, starting to, they'd announced Black Panther, and it was going to be a, you know, an entirely African-American, black African, you know, cast. And then... But just before that, they did something very similar with Luke Cage and took it to Harlem and kind of did that thing. We'd had Jessica Jones. We'd had a female superhero again before the films.
Had it
in the TV. So it's that, you know, how they were able to do that diversification much faster in the TV world as well.
Yeah.
And kind of push these characters
out. It's faster moving though, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Like, yeah.
It's
kind of cool.
I just want to mention that I can't remember her name. I'm trying to look up. You can Google it. Basically, the guys that did the music for Luke Cage, the actual score, they had an album out last year, but I didn't hear until just a couple of weeks ago. And I would have put on my album of the year list, actually. Probably not like near the bottom, but it's basically like the music from Luke Cage. It's maybe a little bit too long, but they have loads of interesting... loads of interesting people on it, and it's just really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So if you like that sort of the music in between Luke Cage, go seek it out. I can't remember her name right now.
I can't either, but yeah, I know who you're on about. Yeah. They did both series.
And I didn't hear it until just like a couple of
weeks
ago.
They were the house band as well. They were the whenever there was just like random music being played in the club. Yeah. It was them that were playing it.
Really good stuff.
It was so good, yeah.
And then
we had Jamie's favourite of the Netflix superheroes, Iron Fist.
I should have fucking loved Iron Fist.
It should... You know what? There was elements...
Iron Fist is a thing that's made for me.
Yeah.
Right? It's made for me, and yet they completely fucked it up in every way.
Yep.
And season two was a bit...
There was bits in Iron Fist I liked.
The Drunken Master. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. There's one or two of the sort of the relationshippy bits that I quite liked as well. And
season two was better.
But yeah, season two worked better. But I think that's because they made Colleen the better character out of it, and she was probably the best character in that.
And you saw Luke Cage. They chilled Iron Fist out, so he wasn't acting like.
The hammy as fuck.
Guy in Dodgeball. Ben Stiller,
yeah. Just really fucking hammy. It was... Iron Fist, that first season was a bit of a misstep, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we went into their collaboration, Defenders, as well, which it all built towards, and it was... That was a bit of a damp squid, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It just didn't quite have the... You had these three, four... characters come together, and it should have just been fucking awesome. Yeah. But I think they went too much on the tropes of the other series. There was more fighting in hallways, and like there was a promise of something big and scary, and it never really got there. I don't think the climax was just a bit like,
it was just meh.
Just didn't hit at all. And you had Sigourney Weaver. Kind of cutting a bit.
I actually liked Sigourney Weaver in that. She was one of the redeeming things of that, but still just didn't quite work.
No.
Do you know what's interesting though? Is so now we're seeing Netflix moving into their post Marvel era, and I was watching something. I've been watching something. I watched the first few episodes of it. The Umbrella Academy, based on comics.
Yeah.
Do you know who wrote them?
Yes, I do. But it's not okay.
So for this, is the guy from My Chemical Romance, Lee Singer. He actually pitched, I remember this at the time, he actually pitched a not at the time. He pitched a cartoon series to Cartoon Network just before Aqua Teen Hunger Force got made.
Ah.
But apparently it was essentially like Aqua Teen. It was like a food, you know, based thing. And they went, sorry, we've already got it. But then My Chemical Romance took off, so he just stuck with that.
So he went with that, yeah.
So he's obviously always, you know, been interested in
He's done quite a few different bits and pieces with comics and directing now as well, I think, as well. He's one of these sort of creative bloody polymaths, you know, that can put their hand to a little bit of everything. Gerard Way.
Well, it's kind of interesting. Like, it's this series, it's actually, I thought, right, it's got, I want to say Ellen Page.
Yeah.
Is that her name? Yeah, from Inception.
Juno.
Yeah, and Juno. Yeah.
Juno Page.
Juno Page. She'll never out of that role, like, ever. But she, so it's, I expected it to be, like, I'll give it one episode, it's probably shit. Mm-hmm. I won't like it. But it's actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty well done. It feels, do you know what it feels like? It feels a bit like Watchmen.
Right, okay.
But a bit more, but not as up his ass as Watchmen.
Right.
Like the movie Watchmen.
So, I've not seen it yet, but I've seen the trailer and I'm definitely intrigued. It looks like an interesting concept of a show. It reminds me, I don't know, have you watched any of Titans?
No, you said I need to watch it. You did say that.
Do you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been really good. I've still got two episodes left, which apparently get batshit, but quite literally batshit. Titans. Okay. Titans is about basically a slightly older Robin.
Yeah.
From DC, it's Batman. Although it's not Batman, it's Robin. And a host of sort of like C characters who are all known as the Teen Titans in the comic books and some of the cartoons as well. But this is sort of like an adult version of that. Live action. They don't pull, you know, at first you're sort of like, oh, you get so used to some of these series walking away from the bigger characters, like say it's a series where Robin's the main character, you would think that they might just back away from mentioning Batman or Gotham or anything like that, because it all happens in Detroit. But no, they quite happily go into that. You hear Bruce Wayne's voice, you see the back of his head, you hear Alfred, there's mention, you know, they reference...
Is Alfred from Gotham?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But you just hear voices and stuff like that, so it kind of like, it doesn't skirt around it, it is just the fact that this is Robin, he's walked away from Batman, he thinks Batman's gone to... like dark essentially and he's cut out on his own. So yeah, halfway through the series they do this sort of like this episode where you meet other characters, these characters, and it's a set of characters from DC called Doom Patrol.
Oh right, okay.
And one of them's like a robot, one of them, they've all got special powers and they live in a big mansion and there's a guy who is sort of like helping them control their powers, or like, you know, he enables them essentially, and that they go out and do cool superhero stuff, but kind of in secret. So they sort stuff out, they help people, that kind of thing. And I think it's supposed to be sort of like almost like a Professor X-y type situation. But the thing for Umbrella Academy, The trailer that I've seen for it and the sort of the description of the show reminds me a lot of that.
Oh, okay.
But then we've got Doom Patrol coming as a TV series as well. So I don't know if Gerard Way has been inspired by Doom Patrol in the comic books.
Well, I mean, it's own a lot version. Of things, it kind of feels like, hey, it's kind of like very much, you know, what comics have done, which is, you know, in the 80s and 90s, which was... hey, what if, like, Batman actually existed? What would he be like? You know, like, what if this actually happened? It would be crazy. You know, that's why I think it reminds me of Watchmen a bit. Also in style, but in that as well. And it's like, superheroes are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely crazy people. And this is kind of like that. I feel like this is kind of like that, but the X-Men.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a riff on what if the X-Men were real, what would it actually be like? Yeah. And the guy who's their dad, who I suspect another character who's time traveled. But anyway, guy's dad is kind of like a billionaire who's a complete arsehole to them,
right?
And is only interested in like their powers, or he's not an arsehole to him. He's just completely indifferent to them.
Yeah.
What Professor X thing, would really be like.
Yeah.
Not this kind, bald man.
It's probably why it's reminded me of Doom Patrol as well, then, because it's kind of similar type thing. So it'll be, interesting to see, because we've got sort of similar series, and obviously that's Netflix kicking out on their own. Now, as far as I know, Umbrella Academy, it's not one of the Miller World ones, is it?
No,
we've not had any of the Miller World
unless
stuff
it's
yet.
Owned. Maybe they own the rights to it as well.
Because I think that's what's interesting as well about Netflix cancelling all the Marvel stuff, is that they bought up Miller World, which is Mark Miller, who wrote Kick-Ass, the comic books for Kick-Ass, Kingsman, Superior, what else?
The one where they bed bullets.
Wanted.
Wanted is a trash film. It's
the comic book's actually all right.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah. But the film is terrible. Yet, if it's on, I'll watch it. Even though
one
it's
of
so
those,
terrible.
One of those films. Yeah,
it's so bad.
Mark Miller. He did Civil War for Marvel. He wrote a run of X-Men. Daredevil, he's one of these sort of well celebrated guys, and from Paisley as well. He's a Scots lad done good. But he has his own label that he does books in, things like Kick-Ass, things like Kingsman, and all that, and they're all part of Miller World, and Netflix bought them, and they're planning on doing like a Kingsman series and loads of different bits and pieces, and it'll just be interesting to see how much of that Netflix lean on as their sort of comic booky superhero stuff going forward.
It's weird though, because like in the States the market seems to be splitting. So you've got CBS All Access, and now you've got DC, and now you've got Apple coming out, and you're gonna have Disney launching about the same time. And which, by the way, in my mind, just makes a Disney-Apple merger more likely. So, we can combine our streaming services. Yeah. Hulu, which is also owned by Disney.
Almost, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, and Amazon are kicking off in a big way with... or not kicking off, but they're still ramping up.
Yeah, they're...
With, like, the Lord of the Rings series, culture series we talked about. Mm-hmm. Got rights to a few other things as well.
It's interesting because there's the whole thing about cable cutters as well. Like, these services are
I think
taken
it's easier
away.
In the States though.
Yeah.
Because YouTube in the States will give you cable.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the main cable channels.
Yeah.
So you can just watch them through YouTube.
Yeah. I think it's interesting though, because I think we were talking about this on Twitter just a week back. In fact, I think we had some of the Trampled Back guys in on this as well.
Yeah.
Great chat, guys. and we're doing it now. Just talking about how, obviously you've had the things where you had packages with traditional services. And in that package, there'd maybe be a shit ton of channels you just had no interest in. But you had to pay for them because it was part of the package.
But at the time, it was sold for... But at the time, it was revolutionary because you were getting... loads of choice.
Yeah.
And then, but the thing is that it's all linear, so that...
Yeah.
But that was the only way to provide choice at the time. Now you're getting even more choice.
But that's it. They're sort of saying it's like, for the consumer, that this whole thing where they're all splitting off into their own, like CBS doing their own stuff, Disney doing their own stuff. I think like DC, they brought out their own streaming service with their own stuff. It sort of like splits it all up, and it's supposed to be better because you're able to go to the provider that you want to go to and get the stuff that you want to go to. But ultimately, all that's going to happen is somebody like, say, Sky here will just partner up with all these different people and then just sell those as packages.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they've started doing it with Netflix.
Yeah.
They've got Netflix, they've got Spotify,
and
they've got YouTube.
Netflix, you know, for example, Discovery.
Yeah.
Netflix has the rights definitely outside of America, maybe Canada. I'm not sure about Canada, but pretty much everywhere else in the world.
It's outside the North America.
Yeah,
Netflix has the rights to Discovery and a few other shows as well like that.
Yeah, apparently the Picard series isn't part of it. Apparently they have the rights to other stuff that's coming up.
All right,
they're doing Star Trek wise, possibly. Mm-hmm. But the Picard series is something separate, so we'd have to negotiate from it as well.
That'd be interesting where that lands. Yeah. You would think Netflix, because it is the home of Star Trek at the moment, because it's got every other series on it.
Yeah, they'll go for it.
Yeah.
Unless Amazon pay them bananas money.
Banana money. Yeah. But then again, you know, don't absolutely knock out some of your traditional ones either, because the Beeb and Channel 4 seem to, and Channel 5 have been, you know, sort of in heavy bidding wars recently as well for some of the bigger series, trying to get them.
And Picard one's an easier sell than Disco, because they've got geeks by the balls in that one.
Yeah.
Because even if they complain about CBS, they're going to subscribe for CBS if there's a Picard series on it.
Oh, definitely, yeah. That's
Discovery continues to be good, by the way. The sixth episode this morning.
Yep.
Very good.
We've not watched today's episode. We watched last week's episode, but yeah, it's just a stellar show. Great. Yeah.
Episode 3, not the best episode. Other than that, it's been great.
Yeah, it's been solid all the way through. Thoroughly enjoyed. This is what happens, by the way, as we start talking about Star Trek.
Yeah, sorry guys.
So sliding from Star Trek, because we don't want to bore absolutely everybody. yeah. 2 weeks' time.
Oh,
2 weeks' time is going to be... It's like kids in a sweetie shop, basically. It's our favourite event. New event. Favourite event of the year.
Yeah.
Started last year. We're going to be there. It is the Fife Whiskey Festival.
Oh, my good God.
Genuinely excited. We've had a little bit of like... extra sort of excitement because tickets sold out for the first session, which is the session we're going to in the afternoon. We had a bit of contact from Justine from the Fife Whiskey Festival as well, just sort of like confirming a few bits and pieces, and it just sounds awesome this year.
Yeah,
what was it, 131 whiskeys, something like that.
Yeah, and it's what's good about it is that it seems like they've understood what was great about the first one. Because you've got the Glasgow one, which is huge. You've got the London one, obviously, which is insane. And you've got the Whiskey Fringe. And you've got
the ones on Isla.
Yeah, and the one up there, bloody...
Inverness, Wick?
Yeah, that's Inverness way.
That way's here.
And so they realize, but I mean, we haven't spoken to them about this, but it seems from how they've set it up as if it... You know, what was great about the last one was like all the sort of indie bottlers and the locals.
Yeah.
But also having people from other, you know, for a few of the big boys and a few of, you know, interesting people like Paul John. I think they're there again.
Actually. Yeah, they are. Yep.
And it works really well.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to try, I think I said this to you, I'm going to try and focus on the independent bottlers and the local guys this year.
I think I'm going to help the local guys.
Daft Mill.
Yep.
Oh, Daft Mill.
Mainly because I think we've talked about this plan before about like hitting up some of them and try to do a little Fife Whiskey tour.
Yeah.
I'm going to float this, I think. Float this to them all and see if they're up for it. But 131 whiskies. Ben Nevis, Kilkerran, Glenmorey, and the single cask are bringing some treats as well.
Oh, so like a halftime orange
sort of type
fringe
thing. Yeah, yeah, I don't know how that's going to play out, if they're going to do something like the halftime orange, or if it's just they're going to have them as extra special treats. But yeah, there's going to be some folk with probably a rarer stroke older bottling. So that'll be interesting as well, because
they're having this year as well. I think they are. Yeah.
Let's pull up the list and find out what's going
to
be there.
I can't type on my phone, listener, so I tried to do it a minute ago, but basically couldn't.
Right. So Fife Whiskey Festival. Like I say, it's the 8th and 8th to the 10th, because they've got the meal on the Friday night at Lindor's.
Oh yeah.
Which I would have loved to have gone to, but I think it was like £70 or something like that, and I just didn't have the dosh.
No, it looked ace, and they're for having like a lot of local ones.
Yeah, like, and King's like Barnes, Tastings
and Daffmill.
Walkthroughs and stuff Eden like that.
Mill.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what Eden Mill have this year.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, they should have some of their whiskey this time around, because last year they only had their blends.
Oh, yeah, because their whiskey's come out now.
Yeah.
So we should have their single malt, but their blends were bloody good.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
King's Barn will have theirs as well.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have that last year.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It's kind of like Adelphi.
Mm-hmm.
They've not produced any single malt yet from Arnamuchan.
No, they're like another 8 years or right. something like that.
But it's kind of like although they're not the same thing, when I tried the Eden Mill blends,
mm-hmm.
and they were called Art of the Blend,
yeah.
and I was like, oh, these are just going to be all right blends.
Holy no, they
shit,
were banging.
They were good. They
Absolutely
were really
banging.
Good blends.
Yeah.
And that gave me a lot of faith in mm-hmm.
their
single malt will be fantastic.
Yeah. Really looking forward to it.
The same thing with Adelphi. Delphi, is it £20 for a blend? It's like...
The Adelphi, yeah, it's £22 right. for their blend.
Their blend is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's one of the best buys you can make. If you want to
Definitely.
Try whiskey, give the Adelphi blend. You know, it's relatively cheap, but a great blend.
Yeah, it's not too smoky. It's got yeah. just a nice level to it. It's really, really good with an old-fashioned. Again, that sort of thing of once upon a time I would have spat at you.
It's a blend, though.
But fine. For even just using a whiskey and not a bourbon for something like an old-fashioned. But no, Adelphi works really well. It's a good one for an old-fashioned. But yeah, as we're saying, Adelphi, they're going to be there. So they'll have Adelphi. I don't know if they'll have the Arnamuchan
new make
because they do have that. I've tried it. It is absolutely wonderful.
New make for non-whiskey fans is their spirit, basically.
Yeah.
That they then put into barrels. So it's basically just alcohol.
Yeah.
And, but it's usually got a bit of a fruity taste. You can usually tell.
Fruity, chocolatey, malty, yeah. coffees.
You can
just
tell.
Just depending on.
So lowland ones here are usually quite slightly fruity.
Yeah.
Like hay-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That sort of taste. Yeah. Whereas they're more on the West Coast, so.
Yeah. It's
mind you, a lot of the stuff from the West Coast, I suppose, comes from the air and
yeah.
not really from the spirit, but it'll be interesting to taste that.
Yeah, it's the new make, like I say, I remember it was quite deep, berry, chocolatey, like a lot, just very tasty, very, very tasty. But yeah, Anock?
Oh, Anock.
Anock.
I think it's Anock.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yep.
Oh, they were it was the Anock who had the bottling. Remember, it was like whatever year, it would be 99 or something, or 02 or something. Mm-hmm. And so you get bottling notes on Whiskey website. And the bottling note for this bottle from Anock themselves, not from a site, was like, so this was a great year when 28 Days Later was released and the Streets album, forgotten its name, Something Music.
Yeah,
was played on CD players everywhere. And I was like, oh, God, you guys know how to advertise. I was like, this is simultaneously the worst and best bottling note I've ever seen in my life. It's great. I'm going to ask him about that on the podcast.
So they've also got, Angel's Nectar, which is a blend.
Oh, okay.
The Aaron, they're going to be there. And
Consensus, probably Fife Club's favorite. Single malt?
Yep, distillery. Yep.
Yeah.
The everything they do is just fucking amazing.
Oh.
Bal Blair.
Oh, Bal Blair, very good.
They're going to be there.
They do what people call integrity bottlings.
Yes.
Which basically just means you put a lot of effort in and you bottle it at high strength.
Yeah, and that's that. Ben Nevis. Moving on. Boonahaven.
Oh.
Boonahaven are going to be there, Jamie.
I'm actually chuffed about that.
Yeah. Yeah, Boonahaven are great. They are a classic Isla. Absolute classic. And then our very own Daffmill.
Oh.
I
tried some of theirs, but it was very late last year.
Yeah.
So I don't really remember. But I remember, I don't remember what it tastes like, but I remember thinking it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. They were also at the Whiskey Fringe this year, but not remember
maybe it was
getting
like
to
Whiskey
them.
Whiskey Fringe, I tasted it. Yeah. I've tasted it somewhere.
But they're going to be there. They're interesting because they literally do.
It's part time.
Yeah, they do it sort of like it's essentially winter time. Is when they do a lot of their distilling.
Well, they do a winter and a summer release.
Yeah, it's in their downtime essentially that they do that.
And so then, working farm supplies malt to a lot of other distilleries.
Yeah, and so they make their own. It's actually one of the smallest distilleries as well. I think as well. But yeah, they essentially only have bottles. Every now and then, it's like they don't have continuous stock, and when they have them,
they go pretty quick.
Yeah. So I think they've said,
and they waited ages. Most people, you know, which I can understand. I can completely understand people putting out 3 and 4 year old whiskies from a business. You know, it's a lot of investment, upfront investment, but they've just waited.
Yeah,
they've waited like I think it's like at least 8 or. Is it maybe 10 or 12 years?
Actually? Yeah, it's a wee it's a while long time. They've held on to them.
I think I'm pretty sure they got their license in like 2002
or 3 or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit later than that. Actually,
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they've been sort of hiding away in the background just building this.
But there's been a lot of talk of them in like whiskey blogs and stuff. Yeah. People have gone and tried stuff and like, holy shit, it's good.
And they even say on their website, like, you can come along for a visit at particular times, or give them a shout and they'll let you know if you can come along, and they'll sell you whiskey if they have any in stock.
Yeah.
it's that kind of venture. But yeah, Dalmore are going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Decent.
Not my favourite distillery, but everybody else seems to love them.
Yeah,
so
they're all right.
For me.
Darnley's, but Darnley's is part of Weems Malts and King's Barns, so that's the gin. So we're going to have a wee
Darnley's
gin.
Darnley's were good last time.
Yeah.
And
big fan of their
nice
gin.
Chat with them as well.
Yeah.
And the Weems malts, ooh.
Yeah,
lovely.
The Spiced King.
Yeah, and the blends.
Their blends are out of this world. Deanston are going to be there again.
Deanston, very good.
Eden Mill.
Kilkerran, I saw they were.
Yeah, Kilkerran are there. Oh. Fettercairn.
Kilkerran are the sister distillery to...
Springbank.
Thank you. Who are
going to be there as well?
Yeah, very good.
Fraser's of Scotland, who had their beautiful strawberry liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
That they're back, so it'll be interesting to see if it's a strawberry liqueur, if they've got anything new. I don't know. Fiddich, one of the big boys.
There you go.
They're going to be in there. Glenmorangie as well. You know, there's a sort of an old staple of your lower cheap whiskies, but
not in a
again,
bad way.
No,
solid,
bloody,
solid
bloody
whiskey.
Good Speyside.
Yeah.
Absolutely great Speyside. You've got Glen Scotia, another Campbelltown. Highland Boundary, who are the guys that are doing essentially not gins, but like infused spirits and stuff, using stuff that they find in the Highlands. Local botanicals. Yeah, they're fairly new. I think they've only just sort of been kicking about this year. So that'll be interesting.
That sounds interesting. That sounds like something that
that Mark would have liked.
Or Dave and James as well.
Yeah.
They seem particularly taken with the Aquavitae
last year from
Lindor's.
Lindor's, yeah. I think they'll probably like that. I'm quite
intrigued. Like whiskey, don't get me wrong, they love whiskey as well, but I just thought,
I'm quite intrigued by what they're going to have. Inchderney are there as well. I don't know what they're doing because we still don't know what they're doing. They did a sniff.
We basically said,
we didn't manage to get into it.
Yeah. We probably would have if we were more persistent, but we wanted to go try whiskey everywhere else.
They didn't have a whiskey to try.
They didn't have a whiskey. I don't think
they had an experience.
They didn't have their new make, did they?
No, it was just they were doing this experience thing.
Which is cool because it's
to try and build your brand and build what you're
whiskey,
about.
But they've said they're not going to release anything.
No, for
until
ages Sweden. Yet they're out there. You know, again, where...
Brand new distill looks like it's like brand, all very modern.
Yep.
You know, a lot of investment, obviously.
And it's interesting that they are building this brand
whenever
it happens. Like I say, build
it. Let it go of it. It's next to go in their office. I'll let it go.
As I say, build it without a product is
is
brave, but
yeah,
gets the word out, doesn't it? James Edie will be there. So there's all your classic James Edie blends as well. All good. Jura.
Right.
We'll have to go in and try again.
Can I be honest about this?
Yeah.
So, Jura at the Whiskey Fringe, they've changed their whole lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And Jura, I used to like Jura. I wasn't a fan of what they were doing now. Apart from the Sevenwood. Sevenwood is all right. Sevenwood is pretty nice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, so we'll need to try them again. But I don't know if there's been enough time if it's like actually new batches yet. I mean, it'll be a new batch, but
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'll give them another go because I've loved them for years. Yeah.
Kings Barnes, they'll be there. Oh, and Konrad Borkowski, who was the photographer from last year, that he's got like he does sort of whiskey distillery. I don't think we did. No,
we should
probably catch him. Yeah. Because
there's
nothing
better than a purely visual.
Yeah,
on a purely audio, you know,
medium. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he's got some awesome, like really cool photos of like distilleries and sort of whiskey related products and things. It seems to be his kind of jam.
It's such a great audience for him. It's like, hey, whiskey lovers who are a bit pissed.
Yeah. Why not buy a print for...
I love whiskey so much. I love that. It's beautiful. Yes, I'll buy it.
Buy a small print for £50 or a big print for £300.
Fair play to him. Yeah. Absolute fair play.
Lady of the Glen.
Oh, yeah.
I've not heard of them before.
We were there last year.
Oh, were they?
I think. Okay.
Lindor's. So another local one, Loch Lomond, they're going to be there. Morris and Mackay, which means they'll be Brewadar and some of their other.
Yeah.
I can't remember who they have. They've got a load of.
Yeah, they've got tons.
Aye, but they'll have a few different there. Murray McDavid, again, that's another one of the sort of relatively big names that have lots of sort of different bottles from all over, I think, different distilleries. Neat Glasses, that's the weird sort of...
Oh, like Norland Glass? No.
It's not Norland, it's not the... It's just it's another whiskey glass, basically. There's plenty of them.
I'll try it.
Yeah, give it a go.
If they've got whiskey, it's trying it.
Oh, Old Pulteney as well, they're going to be there, all the way from Wick. Yep, all the way from Wick.
One of your favourite single malts.
Absolutely. Old Pulteney 12 is just an absolute classic.
Yeah.
Absolute classic. Paul John, all the way from India. Oh, Goa, again.
Banging last time.
Yep, great. That was something that we all came away loving. So much so that a friend of the podcast, Ralph, bought a bottle.
Yeah.
And then we decimated half of it one night.
I decimated. I might have been pouring, not looking at it, and poured a lot, listeners, of someone else's whiskey. A lot. And then went, oh, well. Let's just have it anyway.
The single cask are going to be there. The Scotch Malt Whiskey Society as well.
Oh, with their like bacon and marshmallows blends. Crazy bastards.
Spirit of Speyside Whiskey Festival. Oh, so another whiskey
That's
festival.
That's the one I was thinking of earlier, yeah. Spirit of Speyside.
Yeah. Springbank. And my new favourite whiskey and distillery, Tamnavullen.
Oh,
they're going to be there. They're
again, bang for your buck.
But yeah, 20 quid for a double cask, and it is just delicious.
I'd read good things. I remember you saying, you heard about this, you know, thing about whiskey. It was your Christmas whiskey, wasn't it?
Christmas whiskey. Yeah, my £20 bottle from the in-laws.
It works, right?
It is a good whiskey. Tobermory as well. Again, one of my other favourites. They're going to be there. So that means we'll probably have Tobermory 10, 12, 18, and Lechick as well.
Damn,
and Lechick 10.
There's a lot of good stands. I was just like, I'll just stick to Independence. And,
do you know the one surprise one that's there?
Well,
which I'm loving because I've had it and it is a good whiskey. But the only one that's not a Scotch, Penderyn.
Oh,
Welsh.
Yeah, I've always wanted to try this, but being like, what if I pay for it and it's fucking terrible?
Garbage.
Yeah. it won't be too long. Like, there's a lot of English whiskey distilleries now.
Yeah.
Like, starting up.
I don't know. It's like English beer, though.
People say that Norfolk one, though, is pretty good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And there's another one that people say is, but I'd like to try them at a festival first.
Whiskey with an E. Not sure if I'm down with it. But saying that, Penderyn is an absolute cracking whiskey.
Oh, have you had it?
Yeah, I've had their basic one. I can't remember what it is. I'm pretty sure it's an expression. But it's good. Banging whiskey. So I think that's the main list there. I've got a funny feeling there's another couple kicking about that they've added to the list that just aren't on the site there. But yeah, we've obviously talked through them. And
sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry. But that is what we'll be doing in a couple of weeks. We're going to go and we're going to chat up as many of them as we can. Although we did that last year, We're going to try and hit some of the others. We're going to ask some different questions. We're going to ask some of the punters as well. So if you're there and you want to talk to us, come along and have a chat, because we'd love to know what actually people think as well about the Whiskey Fest and it being in Fife, you know, something like that. And then the fact that it showcases local, you know, there's definitely a big sort of like point to it being about the local distilleries as well.
I'm going to try Kilkerran again. It's really nice.
Kilkerran is good.
Yeah.
It is a good one. So yeah, that's that. Mm. Will we go to our island now?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
We've had enough whiskey. Let's go to the horror of it as our island.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
Just you and I. All right. Sauron.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time we go all Radio 4. Welcome back to the Desert Island of Dix. And this week there's two of us. How did we get here?
We rode on the back of an endangered turtle.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. It only took me 2 seconds, 3 seconds of dead air to think about it.
Yeah, fair enough. So, we've had some natural news this week, natural world news come through, that there's been some different species found, like that we thought were extinct.
Yeah. And we are also naturalists and recording this podcast naked.
Yes, definitely. On the back of a giant tortoise.
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, so there's been a couple of different things. So we thought we would talk about which endangered animal we would like to bring to the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a tortoise, new one that was found, they thought were extinct in Galapagos, and they're like, oh, we're going to bring it into a captive breeding program. It's like, they don't have the best levels of success with animals. It's just to make money for zoos. So yeah, there was that giant bee.
Yeah.
Which was mental. That was absolutely huge.
It's a where did they find that again?
I want to say Indonesia. Somewhere around there, I think. I'm probably completely wrong. It's probably South America now I've said that. Somewhere around there, I think.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
do you have an animal you want to bring?
Yeah, you still thinking of one? Cool. No. Yeah,
that's fine.
So, I'm going to bring... So, first one is definitely endangered. And it also looks like it likes to fight by the look of its eyes. And I'm going to bring another one, which is, I checked if it's endangered. It's on the vulnerable list, which is one step away from endangered. So I'm bringing it. And it's vulnerable, so it'll be easy to recruit into the fight game. I'm going to bring a panda and a kangaroo, but specifically the panda and kangaroo from Tekken.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
And have them fight each other on the island for our amusement.
Fair enough.
To try and bring... Listen... Fight sports, people say they hate them, but always, people, if there's a fight going on, people always watch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it might bring some cohesion to the island of all the mentalists we have on the island. Like, all the psychopaths, all the terrible people, not to mention my workforce who are still using my carrot and stick to keep them in line. I need something else. I need to give them circuses. I've given them bread. I've got to give them circuses. The bread in this case is also heroin, but it's like...
Fucking P.T. Barnum now.
Yeah.
Christ, you're going for all the great figures of history, aren't you?
So I'm going to have him fight. And that's it. It's going to be the kangaroo with boxing gloves, obviously. Whereas the panda's more of a grappler. So it's wearing MMA gloves.
Have you had, like, the animals on your plantation now make you a big top tent, basically?
Oh, yes, sir. A tent pole event. I don't know what accent I even was.
Does that mean that you're the ringmaster as well?
Well, or are you the ringmaster, but...
Are you employing, like, a proper actor like James?
Oh, I could employ James, and he could have one of my parrots on his shoulder. and he can be the ringmaster.
I think he would enjoy that.
Oh, no, doesn't work.
Mm?
I can't say it.
Oh, is that because of the agreement we've
made?
Yeah,
it is.
Right, yeah. Fair enough. There you go, James. Agreement in process. I think that would be interesting. Who would win?
Well, it wouldn't matter who would win each day. The question would be, who's going to win the next day? And then eventually, when one kills the other,
mm-hmm.
you can then have other animals face it for their freedom. Or other people on the island. We could, if we find a way off the island,
mm-hmm.
which we seem to do every week,
mm-hmm.
we could offer it to the other things on the island. So you could have a honey badger, you could have...
But the honey badger is just going to rule forever.
But this is the thing. This is a potential problem. Honey badger might not want to leave the island. You know, the island is perfect paradise.
That's true. It'll just fight forever.
fight everyone. But then that's the good thing. Think they've got a chance, but they don't really. It's a honey badger.
So it would just kill them.
Yeah. So if you've got someone who's, you know, starting a union or going on about their rights as animals or as people, like we've got some psychopaths on the island, don't
yeah.
we? Yeah. Then you could say, oh, well, you can always fight for your freedom, and then you eliminate them.
You just have the honey badger fucking wreck them.
They're not a problem anymore. And if you kill another kangaroo, you've probably made them officially endangered as well. So
I think you are actually like everybody you hate.
Yeah, I know.
On the island. P.T. Barnum, Andrew Carnegie.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep. I've got to exercise those demons.
Is this how you just get it out your system?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just go to the island and live like a cock for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough. If that's what keeps you grounded.
Not really. Well, do you have?
I do, in a second. Again, I'm going to bring a marsupial.
Oh.
But they're quite good for being endangered because they're fucking stupid and lived on one continent.
Yeah.
Or, well, a continent and a half.
Australia and Australasia in general, Oceania, I suppose it's called. It's just a stupid fucking continent.
It really is, yeah.
Actually, the rest of the continent's okay. Australia is really fucking stupid. It's just a weird country.
It fucking is.
Yeah.
It really is weird. So I'm going to bring, as I say, another marsupial. Marsupial that's... I'll tell you how fucking weird and stupid it is.
Okay.
It only exists on one part of... in one part of Australia, on the large island that is Tasmania.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm bringing...
Come to Tasmania.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Yes!
So, yeah, I'm bringing Taz, the Tasmanian Devil.
Oh.
But I'm actually bringing just Tasmanian Devils in general. Because, well, one, they like island life. That's, you know, that's where they are. They're also, like... They're weird. They're like small dogs, but big cats.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, and they just fucking tumble about the place as well.
Yeah.
They've got some up at the wildlife reserve.
Park. Yeah, yeah.
The Highland Wildlife Park up at...
Wow, King Craig, Tasmanian
Devil. They've got Tasmanian devils there, and they are insane. They absolutely just bolt about and like roll down hills and stuff. They're crazy.
Are you bringing it as a check on the honey badger?
Yes.
Oh yes,
I'm bringing it because although they're not as dangerous.
No, but I feel like the Tasmanian devil would, you know, be a good night out. You'd be a mental guy you like to go on a night out with. You could have a chill conversation with him every now and again as well.
They do eat pretty much anything in sight as well. They are they're pretty what's the word?
Do they eat Tazzies exclusively?
Taz bars, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Freddo caramels.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It used to be, our economy used to work, our Freddo economy, based on we do have a Freddo economy in the island.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It used to work on the Taz standard, because it's got gold caramel inside it. It's like the gold standard, but now it's just free-floating Freddo. It's a fiat currency now, so yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bit of background history on the island for you there. Who doesn't like economic history in chocolate form?
This is not like the third week in a row that we've had some kind of economic history in chocolate form.
Fredos are important.
They are. It's very true. But they're one of these animals. They've not got a reputation for like attacking people or people like unwarranted. But
do they turn into tiny tornadoes?
No.
I've been lied to.
Although they do grunt. So, aye.
I've been lied to by Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers, yeah.
I was about to say
specifically,
it's,
Warner Brothers.
It's very
yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, they will defend themselves. That's the thing, though. Like, they get properly vicious if they feel that they're threatened. So I think, in terms of the honey badger, I don't know if they're as vicious, but I think they will hold their own. Like, I think they'll definitely hold their own there. The problem is you might get a bit confused because they do look very similar. They're not all that different. But,
They all look the same to you. Animal racist. Gosh, that's what you are.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what you are.
That's the one. But yeah, no, I think they would do a good round. But yeah, ultimately, they're just kind of cool, I think.
Yeah.
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 Again, as all marsupials, they carry their babies in their pouch as well. So,
Koalas do. Koalas don't do that, and they're marsupials, aren't they?
I think koalas do, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Don't know. They're too baked on...
fucking eucalyptus, yeah.
Well, we're not actually baked. It turns out we just have terrible digestion.
Yeah, and it's poisonous, and it just die. it fucks them.
I'll just keep eating it. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine, lads. It's like, imagine you only had deep pan pizza to live off. Yeah, it's pretty much it. With nothing on it.
Deep pan pizza's fucking awful.
It is.
It really is. I hate it.
If I was in Chicago,
pizza.
I'd try it. Because, you know, they claim to be best at anywhere else, fuck off.
Deep pan in Chicago is different, though.
Yes. It's a proper pizza pie.
Yeah, it's a pie. Yeah. Like, it has a huge edge, not a massive thick bottom on it, and it's filled with stuff, rather than it being deep pan pizza here, which is just fucking miles of dough with the thinnest fucking topping on it. Rank. Aye. If
you like deep pan, listeners, stop listening.
Yeah,
don't want you anymore.
Just stop. I mean, if you want that, just have some bread and cheese. I mean, you might as well. That's not for it. But yeah, the other thing that's kind of interesting about Tasmanian devils is one of the reasons that they're endangered is not only because they only live on one fucking island in the world, but they also have a rare type of facial cancer that's like decimating them at
really?
The moment as well. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's like a big fucking boil on their face, tumor on their face that's apparently literally eating through the population, and they don't know what's causing it.
It is scary, but it's something that isn't, you know, reported on enough. There's actually something about it today, but there's a lot of insects and things dying that help, you know, agriculture.
Yeah, pollination and all that.
Yeah, but like ants and all sorts of, you know, things as well. But also, by a lot of experts reckoning, we're actually in the middle of, I think it's the sixth, mass extinction. Like, we're literally right now. It's happening.
It's happening, yeah.
They could tell by looking back at fossil records, you know, potential. Yeah. Yeah, we're in the middle of it. It's probably not going to end well for us.
And yet, oh, fuck.
Five Club screaming into the void.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like I say,
fuck it, let's do Brexit.
Let's just do it. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, there's no point. 99% of all animals go extinct anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, Might as well just go for it.
Brexit. Go back to coal, only coal power, nothing else.
Yep, and then choke wank ourselves into obliteration. Oh. Fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
All for it. Let's bring the the Honey Badger and the Tasmanian Devils and everybody along with us. They're all fucking dying anyway.
Come to Tasmania. Come to Tasmania. What a great show.
It was. That was always a good show. Yeah. And then it was a good 10 pence chocolate bar. Caramel chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do, Netflix should do a gritty version of Taz.
A live action.
Oh.
Hey. Oh.
Do you know what, actually? Oh my God. Live action Warner Brothers films that don't take themselves seriously. Well, I mean, you had Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but that was all sorts of people. But imagine if they did it like live action Disney, but they didn't take themselves seriously. Like the Disney ones are doing. And the Disney ones I've seen so far have actually been pretty good. Mm. The Jungle Book was really good.
The Jungle Book. That's about the only one I've liked so far.
Beauty and the Beast was pretty much exactly the same.
Yeah, that's my problem
apart
with
from Auto-Tune. But, so, yeah, if Warner Brothers did them, but they were sort of like taking the piss out of themselves, it could work really well. It'd be really funny. Which do an Animaniacs live action.
Yeah, but that's it. Yeah, but do it Looney Tunes style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I suppose you had Space Jam.
Oh, the greatest. But there's a good thing. You know, we're talking about, I think it was last week, whether millennials or Gen X or whatever. Uh-huh. One of the things people say, no, this is a test if you're a millennial. Do you think Space Jam was a good film? And it's like, oh shit, I'm a millennial.
Oh, damn. It was a good film.
It really wasn't. Just fuck it off.
Yeah.
But the Space Jam website, still up. Still brilliant.
Oh, yeah. And this week, Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Yeah, Marvel did a little stroke of marketing genius. Their new film that's coming out soon, Captain Marvel, is set in the 90s. And the marketing website, the only marketing website for it, is done in old school HTML. It looks like a GeoCities site.
Yeah.
Like proper old school. It looks fucking awful.
Yeah.
It's horrid. I'm so glad that we progressed beyond those days.
Mate, we're going back to Brexit, we're going back to coal, and we're going back to web 1.0.
Oh. No. Everything else I'm down with, but not web 1.0. Christ. Back to Yahoo fucking clubs and fucking chat rooms and... Oh, no. No.
Chat rooms. Holy shit. No one uses chat rooms anymore.
No. Well, we have Twitter.
Yeah, and WhatsApp and Facebook Messenger.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
But actually genuine random chat rooms.
I used to have a couple of chat rooms I used to, you know, frequent.
Yeah, with a particular topic. And you would just go in and... Chat the chat.
Yeah.
Chit the chat.
Victor Wooten's base chat room. No, I'm not sad. What are you talking about? I didn't have a regular guy there from the States I talked to all the time. Don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, a regular guy that groomed you from the States.
No.
Did you send him nudes?
No.
No, because it was dial-up.
I was covered by my bass guitar.
Oh, man. Right. Will we get off this fucking island?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. Let's do that. And
back to life. Back to reality.
Nope.
You started doing Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, I did.
They are
realized
similar.
That very quickly that they was going
similar.
Down the wrong route. So we'll sort of shut things up tonight. Do you want to give us some socials again? Just you want to chat to us for 100th episode or whatever.
Yeah, so get in contact with us. You can do it on Facebook at facebook.com/5clubpod or at 5club, Twitter at 5club, our website www.5club.co.uk or email ken at 5club.co.uk, Instagram 5club, or just fucking Google it.
That'll do. And also catch us on Radio Haver on Monday nights.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Every Monday night, 8 o'clock, that's where we are. Have a listen. It's
you
good.
Be the one who havers next to us.
Ha ha, ba-dum-tsh. And and check out some of the other shows as well. Like, say, after us, we have Wrestle Me This with the Commish and. Oh, I'm shit at this. I always
Me
forget.
This is hosted by Helen and Ollie.
Helen and Ollie.
Wrestle Me This, but they're wrestling.
That would be a different show entirely.
Andy Zaltzman as referee.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to find this other dude's name because every week, the Commish, I remember.
Commish is a cool name.
Yeah, it is. It really is a cool name. I think that's why I remember it. Sorry, other dude.
He's doing the billionaire strut.
The thing is, I've listened to the show a couple of times now as well, and it's quite good. Quite enjoy it.
Because yeah. I watched WrestleMania.
All right.
Was it WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the one Ronda Rousey was on.
Yeah.
And because you could sign up to WWE Network for like a week for free. So I did it. And do you know what? I enjoyed it. And then I tried to watch it and I was like, shit, maybe I do like pro wrestling. And then I tried to watch it again and they were doing all the mic work and it was, fuck it, I couldn't take it. I hate all that shit. The actual wrestling stuff, I actually find quite entertaining. It's like watching fight scenes.
Yeah.
But all the mic work stuff, versus fuck all of that in pay-per-views though, because they've set it all up already.
Also, there's no JR.
Oh, bugger!
I think that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's all, nah, aye. I don't know. There was a point when I used to really.
They had Minoru, though.
Yeah, that's
Roman
true.
Roman
yeah.
was like one of the greatest like combat sports. Yeah. Color man ever.
Yeah. I loved wrestling, even up to.
What? I just called him Rolo, but it's Mauro Ranallo. I just called him Rolo
Manaro.
Yeah. dude.
Never mind. But yeah, like I say, what used to watch it even up until maybe about 10 years ago. And still kind of dropped in and out
like,
and enjoyed it. Watched all the main events and stuff like that, all the PPVs. Mm. But then, just kind of fell out of it. And then I started watching more and more UFC and MMA.
Yeah.
And then whenever I go back now, it's just like, actually, this is painful. It's painful to watch because it's so.
If you accept it for what it is, then it's,
I think
at first it is a little jarring. It's like,
it's when you've got like 25 minutes of fighting and there's no bruises or blood and yet they're leathering shit out of one another. It's like, I've seen what happens after 10 minutes of that.
Shit's still dangerous though.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Dangerous as all hell. Like,
I actually quite fancy the new film that's out. Was it Wrestling in the Family or something like that? It's like based
Paige
in the UK.
Is it Paige? What's her name? The UK wrestler and her brother.
Yeah.
And she had an injury, like I think it was her back or something, so she couldn't wrestle again.
And it's got The Rock in it and stuff. Yeah, it looks
based on them.
Looks like an interesting film, so might catch that at some point. Anyway, the podcast, Wrestle Me This, it's The Commish and DK. That's who it is. And they'll be on after us at 10 o'clock.
Of course, because it was Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong, yeah.
Yes.
So, sorry, DK, like I say, if you're listening, I'll remember your name one of these days. I will, honest. So, let's pull this to a close. It's that time of the night where I have to ask, holy shit, Jamie, you're the only one here. What's the motto this week?
So the motto for this week is, we're all going to die anyway, so you might as well listen to Fight Club.
That'll do. Good night.
Night.